Hard by the Temple in Arlington, Texas. We were here yesterday. We're going to be going to the All-Star game tonight. It was a busy and fun day yesterday as we mentioned our journeys after the show, going over to the ballpark, being part of the home run derby. I didn't catch a home run. I think I overestimated how far they would hit the balls. Nobody made it into the third deck last night. I think the furthest was like 470 feet.
Yeah.
But we get to our seats in the 300 level. They're using it for a press row for the home run derby and all-star game. See, the player intros, those were really cool. And then it's time for the national anthem. Mm-hmm. And I had my body ready for a really loud firework, like the 4th of July. It was a singer-songwriter, Ingrid Andress. No relation to the former Ranger shortstop, Elvis Andress.
Well, yeah, she spells it totally different.
I've never heard of her. I don't think you've heard of her, and I guess she's kind of a big deal in country music circles.
Yeah, I don't
know. Looking around the hallway, and
four-time Grammy nominee.
Their heads.
So, what does it take to be a Grammy nominee? I wonder.
I don't know. I don't know, man. But she gets going, and at first, I thought maybe it's just the acoustics in there, and maybe the speakers, because there wasn't, you know, we couldn't hear it that well. Maybe we weren't doing her justice. But as soon as it ended, my phone started blowing up with friends texting
Dude,
me like, who is this?
We were looking around at the other media members near us, and we were all kind of like giving each other the bug eyes like, are you kidding me? Are we actually experiencing this? Because usually the anthem, and again, this wasn't the Rangers getting her. This was Major League Baseball booking Ingrid Andress, and it was stunning to hear how bad it was.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed by the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, or the ramparts we
I think this is about the part where we started looking
so
around at other people. And Alec Bohm is standing there on his star and kind of laughing. Kind of a toned down firework.
That our flag was still there.
Oh, dear.
Oh, say does the star spangled banner.
More stars?
Banner yet wave. Or the
Oh, God. I don't remember that part.
Oh, heavens.
Oh, boy. This is worse than I remembered. Oh, poor Ingrid.
And
now, she did put out a statement.
Okay, but first, the joke series afterwards was just...
Yeah.
It was peak Twitter.
I felt really bad
but
for
honestly, it. But honestly, in a time of division, especially politically right now in an election year, and everybody's always arguing...
Yeah.
Everybody agreed last night the anthem was terrible, so you had a good hour's worth of great jokes, like she was trying to fight through an intense orgasm while singing. You had jokes left and right, and now, in hindsight, you do feel a little worse about making such light of it because of what she put out earlier today.
Yeah, this was about an hour ago, and it's sad. Like, I felt bad in the moment because... Okay, maybe she... Because it sounded like she started flat, and maybe that's just, like, her style of singing.
Yeah.
And I've listened to some stuff of hers after this. Like, okay, maybe she has a weird tone, and she's kind of a whisper singer, kind of.
Okay.
She sings really sad country songs. And
all right.
She doesn't have a booming voice. That's not her style. And she put on Instagram about an hour ago, I'm not going to BS y'all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get myself some help I need. That was not me last night. I apologize to MLB, all the fans, and the country I love so much for that rendition. I'll let y'all know how rehab is. I hear it's super fun, XO Ingrid. So
courage.
Obviously going Indeed. Through some stuff. She was drunk last night.
Yeah.
You could kind of tell. Like, she didn't sound that sober.
Well, actually knowing that now and to see, because I went back and looked at the video, because we're at the ballpark.
I haven't gone back and watched. I hadn't listened again since we heard it on the air. It was just that painful.
Knowing she was drunk, I guess it makes sense looking at the way she was comporting herself and, like, standing up there. I guess it makes some sense, I suppose. That doesn't excuse how bad it was, because if you're an incredible singer, even if you're inebriated, maybe you could get through the anthem. Although it is people say it's a difficult song to sing.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, you know, my disc golf group, a lot of those guys are in, you know, the male vocal group, vocal majority, my buddy Bortz, and they all sing national anthems at these Rangers games, Mavs games, filling in for Selena Ray when she's out at Stars games. And they had a field day with this.
Man, I was just thinking, as the Derby was getting started, like, what is she doing? Like, she goes back to her dressing room. She knows she did bad.
Yeah.
And then she just opens her phone.
I hope not, man, for her sake.
I felt so bad for her.
But it was still pretty funny.
So that kind of gets to the point of, was that the worst of all time? Because I think of, in recent memory, Fergie.
Okay.
And I think that was 2018 or so at the
NBA
All-Star Game.
Oh, God.
And a lot of this is visual, too.
I just remember all the players standing there, standing at attention, kind of looking at each other like, what is exactly happening here?
And Steph Curry was laughing his butt off.
Yes, he was.
Draymond's the funniest one.
Draymond's reaction, yeah. Whose bright stripes and
bright stars. At least you can tell she can sing really well.
Yeah.
Really and
she sounds like Fergie. She's just doing a weird jazz scat rendition of this.
I don't feel as bad laughing at Fergie because at this point she was an A-list celebrity.
Yes.
She was kind of a beating in the Black Eyed Peas. She knew what she was doing. This was on purpose. I had no issues laughing at her.
Yeah, we knew who Fergie was. We still have no clue who Ingrid is.
Elvis Andrus. I didn't know.
This is where she gets it right here.
Okay.
Oh.
Bring it home.
Here we go, Ferg. Never yet. That's my favorite part.
Wow, 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 wow. A little ribby there, Pete. For the land of the free. Too much.
Yeah.
Okay, and there you go, Fergie. Is that the last thing she's done?
No, I mean, no. She's been in concert. Herself.
But has she put out, like, any hits since this time?
I think her and that dancing Asian guy from Black Eyed Peas are making music.
the scary guy in the Black Eyed Peas?
Dancing Asian guy.
He doesn't ever sing. He just dances in the video.
He's kind of there.
Interesting. A good role. Well, we have some other bad ones. Roseanne, you've probably heard this one a million times. She sounded terrible. This was in 1990, like at the height of her sitcom, Roseanne.
Was this the All-Star game or was this the World Series?
This was a this was a random Padres game in 1990. And you can hear the fans booing as they should. And I don't want to listen to the whole thing because it's god awful, but towards the end, she spit, and then she grabbed her crotch, and she said she did that, not out of disrespect to anybody, but she was just trying to emulate a ball player.
Okay.
I thought her crap would bother
me. Dude.
It's not that bad.
Oh, brother.
This is the worst I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Now, I think we have to disqualify this one because she did it bad intentionally.
Yeah. Still. Have some respect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Carl Lewis in 1993 before a Bulls-Nets game might be my favorite of the bad ones because this is a 9-time gold medalist. He's not a vocalist. He actually sounds okay to start.
Oh.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light.
So it's not bad at
so
all.
Far, okay.
So proudly we hailed.
That's fine.
At the twilight last gleaming.
Okay.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars.
Good.
The
so far, doing great.
For the rampart we watched with so gallantly streaming.
But hang on.
And the rockets.
Uh-oh.
Red flag.
Oh.
I'll get you.
Did he say uh-oh?
Yes.
Gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. I'll make up for it now. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner get way?
Give it the big end. Let's go, Carl.
For the land. For the land of
restart.
The free.
Good bailout.
Like sound checking.
Yeah. Big bailout.
And it's great.
Okay.
And
it's great to save himself.
It's Bulls Nets, and Jordan is having to like listen to this, which I think gives it a whole different level of awesome.
It's like Bleeding Gums Murphy.
It is kind of Bleeding Gums Murphy.
I would give Carl Lewis a standing ovation after that.
Yeah.
He fought his way through it. He started very strong. I think he's a good singer.
He won 9 gold medals
yeah.
for this country. He can sing the anthem.
He had a couple struggles,
it's
but he kept going.
It's okay.
We got to get to this one.
Please
we
do.
We got to hear the whole thing. It's
I haven't
really
heard
short.
This yet.
So this was at a Polish MMA event featuring Butterbean.
All right.
And this is Matthias Krautwurst, a Polish singer.
That doesn't seem like a real name.
Who nailed the Polish national anthem. Then they were like...
Sounds like Borat.
There's an American here. Why don't you just do the U.S. national anthem? And he does very well.
Oh, say can you see my dance? The early light were so proudly beheld by the firelight's that gleaming.
Sure.
And the rockets were glare, and the rockets were glare.
The rocket's a little glitter. That was it. He's
done. That's it.
And they just do a close-up to Butterbean's face the whole time.
He's standing there in his star-spangled trunks. Goodness.
So Matthias Krautwurst, he was on The Voice Poland.
Wow. He has a good voice.
So
he just doesn't know the
language.
Yeah,
he just doesn't speak English.
Clearly, English is not even a second language.
He's like, okay, I think these words are in the song somewhere. And
God, that's amazing.
Rockets. I'll just say rockets and red.
Which, honestly, like, could you imagine not speaking a certain language and then they go, here, sing this.
Yeah.
I would say no and
well,
not do it.
You would say no. We would all say no, but this guy.
Not Mr. Krautwurst.
Krautwurst. Crazy
sounds like
name.
A fake name.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, it's really weird when you're not a household name and you become a household name for all the wrong reasons. Doesn't happen very often, and I'm sure she had her fans. I do find it very weird that Ingrid Andress was someone that was chosen to play the national anthem before the Home Run Derby. And that's the other question I have. Is that not to knock the Whoa, dear. Not to knock the anthem. But do we need it? No, do we need it before the home run derby?
Yeah, Corby, we do.
Okay.
To remind people that America is the greatest country.
You know what? You're right, and thank you for reminding me of that.
They don't do home run derbies in Syria or Iraq. They do it here in America.
You're right.
Or China.
You're right.
Maybe in China.
Well, okay, so if it's that big of a deal, wouldn't they get someone that maybe people knew about? I don't know.
Someone who Daddy doesn't have more followers on Twitter than her.
Yeah, right. Yeah, still a curious case by Major League Baseball.
Or that has some kind of tie to the local area.
That's what I thought. Immediately when I heard that there was a disaster going on and I found her name out, I wanted to learn where she grew up around here before I even listened to the song, because I thought for sure there was a local tie. Like, it would be like a Maren Morris type situation.
Beaver out and all.
Interesting. But unfortunately, that's not the case. Now, before we get to anything, let's read what came down the pike. She posted on her Instagram just a couple hours ago, "I'm not going to BS y'all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need. That was not me last night. I apologize to Major League Baseball, all the fans, and this country I love so much for that rendition. I'll let y'all know how rehab is. I hear it's super fun."
All right, at least she has a sense of humor.
I know. XO angry. So, she is a country singer originally from Colorado, up in the Denver area. I'm assuming you guys had never heard of her before.
Colorado Rockies?
Never. No. I see that she's been nominated for Grammys.
Yeah.
Which I don't think really means anything. It just means your label submitted your name.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I mean, you do a quick scan of some of the things that she's accomplished musically, and, you know, she's had songs that have charted, but not like nothing past like 40 or something like that. You know, I mean, it's, again, I'm not knocking her. It just seems like a curious choice. And then I was like, is she like a big live performer? I don't know. But anyway, Lando, you have what is considered to be her three most popular songs back there.
Yes, this first one is Wishful Drinking, 11 million views. Yeah.
Maybe I'm just wishful drinking. Give my heart something to sink in. Better make it to nothing I won't do for another round of me and you. I know it's a shot in the dark. Looking for what's left of
it. So it's like pop.
Yeah.
It's pop.
It's, she's kind of like a female Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
Just a melding of all of the popular genres.
Yeah, with a country with a drum machine.
And she's posing on the new album cover in a big coat with no shirt underneath it also.
Yeah.
So
yes,
I'm kind of a fan.
That's what the Lord intended. Okay, that's Wishful Drinking. What else we got?
Next one, More Hearts Than Mine, 41 million views on YouTube.
More than your song, Lando.
Way more than my song.
I can't wait to show you where I grew up. Walk you around the foothills of my town.
So she's kind of got indie girl voice here.
Yeah.
I can a little vocal fry and all my phrasing. I've been telling you for 6 months now. She'll probably have to sleep in separate bedrooms.
I mean, both of those songs.
Pack a shirt for church.
I mean, she was going back and forth pitch-wise on that first song, like hitting high notes, right back into normal notes.
She has range.
This is very breathy, like you said, and very indie rocky. And
sounds like a white girl anthem. Just sounds
it does.
Like, that's just,
we're getting ready to hit some big post here.
If I bring you home to mama,
it really does.
I guess I better warn ya. She falls in love a little faster than I do.
Okay. It's not bad.
It's not bad.
No, it's really not. All right, and one more.
Is this her top play?
She mentioned whiskey there. Again.
I think Wishful Drinking was her big one.
Yes. This one's called Ladylike. More of the same stuff.
She loves a ballad.
It's not thrash metal. Lando's not.
Yeah, I was very disappointed by that.
Yeah, where's the walking bass line?
Straight, haven't brushed my hair in days, and I'll kiss on the first date. I'm dun, really dun, feeling dun, 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 dun. I don't even own a dress, bite my nails when I get stressed, do whatever for attention if I'm needing it.
So you can get the idea of her style, and it's obvious that she was trying to apply that style to the national anthem, but my God, what a miscalculation.
Yeah, and you know, the other worst anthem performances ever...
Fergie?
Fergie's the only singer that's... Carl Lewis and Roseanne.
Yeah, Roseanne was just doing a bit.
Yeah, that was just a bit. But this is a professional singer who was hammered at 7 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, what time did she start drinking?
I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, let's...
Everybody's heard it a million times, but it's worth hearing again.
Especially after hearing those three songs. All right.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed by the twilight's last gleam.
All right, pause it there. So when you kind of screw the lyrics up, you hit the mic at the very beginning. There's that buzz, then there's... Yeah. Then you screw the lyrics up and you hit a note that you can't hit. Then you're in full panic mode. I don't care how hammered you are. This is, now you're in panic mode.
Who, me?
Yeah, she definitely is feeling deer in the headlights. And she, it might be the case where she blacks out, you know, and she's just trying to get through it.
Oh. All right, keep going.
Who's broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous
Right, real quick here. Was she aware that there was going to be a contingent there that just screams stars for no reason? There's no way she knows anything about that,
no,
right?
No.
And did that throw her off at all? Like, oh, God, what just happened here?
What, pig or poo?
All right.
Who's broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight? O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting. That our flag was
Don't
still
do it.
There. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
Okay, so when I first heard earlier today that she was going into rehab, because that was just kind of like, we're all, you know, not laughing, but like, oh, okay, so she was hammered. But here's my other theory on this. She had no other choice but to say she was hammered. Let's say she wasn't hammered. Then what's your excuse?
Yeah, then
you're just terrible.
Then your career is over. You are
yes.
a terrible singer.
Yes. So what if this is all a smokescreen and she's got to go to Trembling Hills now and check herself in and she's like not even that big of a drinker, but she's got to go through the whole process.
She talks about drinking in every song, so.
Hey! Yeah, that's
the
true.
First song was called Wishful Drinking.
Yeah.
I love the searching for the note, the chromatic scale, the
land of the free.
Can you picture like the choir teacher with the hand,
right,
like guiding?
All right. Do you feel bad for individuals like this? Because
her profile has shot through the roof now.
Yeah. And what if she comes out of this and, you know, she's like, now I'm clean and I'm ready to put on that great performance, y'all.
I mean,
like, is this going to eventually help her?
The school of Jerry Jones PR, there's all coverage is good coverage.
But think about this. We talk about the frequency of this song being played or sung or whatever at these sporting events. It's considered the worst one ever done.
It's kind of awesome.
It's up there.
I mean, and you are a singer by trade. And yeah, if you were drinking, like, how much would you have to drink to sing like that?
From someone who seems to drink a lot.
I don't know. I felt bad for the poor girl, but
just the dog pile that happened immediately.
I know. And like, how long before she realized that, oh no. In the middle of the song, after she's walking away.
Her phone is smoking from all of the notifications
right,
she's getting.
Throw it down. It's on fire.
I mean, I think other than her trying to find that last note, my favorite moment is after she hits that high note shortly before that, and the whole crowd is like, oh, my God. It's like just the murmur that goes through the crowd. So good.
Well, stay hard, Ingrid. They're so taken aback by it.
Like and the players, the reaction from the players. So gold.
Because they're all standing on those stars or whatever out there.
Like they yeah, look they like look like action
figurines.
Figures.
Yes. So crazy. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Way to go, Ingrid.
But we hope she gets the help she needs.
Yes.
We definitely do. Definitely.
If you don't get help here, get help somewhere.
This is going to be a f***ing disaster.
Please do.
It is 6:42 on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket, and it is time for... Brought to you by...
Baker Brothers Plumbing and Electric in Texas Live.
Here is Corby with some exciting news.
Okay, so on the Ingrid Andress front, I've had this sent to me via email once and Twitter once, and I also had a text from a buddy who said kind of the same thing, that there was a rehearsal, obviously. There always is a rehearsal. Everybody that does the national anthem gets, I guess every one of them.
You would think.
They get a chance to rehearse.
You got to know how it's going to sound in your ear whenever you're doing it so you don't Ron Maester yourself.
Right. And one guy said that the rehearsal was as bad as the performance.
The invitation.
Now, I don't know what time the rehearsals would be.
I would think a day before, maybe.
Or that morning.
I think it's that morning, maybe. Or maybe 3 or 4 hours before.
I mean, it's got to be before they let people in the building. So, anyway, go ahead.
Well, this guy, so bad performance, but this guy says... I don't know who Ingrid Andress is. I've never heard her music, but I know when I hear improperly set auto-tune, and that's exactly what happened on her national anthem performance, it's unmistakable. Auto-tune can either be set to chromatic, in which it will move you to the nearest semitone, or to a specific scale. When it's set to a scale, it won't let you sing out of the selected key. If it's set to the wrong key, you're effed. You won't be able to sing in key. The warble of auto-tune is very recognizable to those of us who use it day in and day out. She's claiming to have been drunk. Either she's taking the fall for her engineer, or she might not even know that someone in the booth messed up. With all the reverb of a big venue, pitch variations can be super disorienting, so it's entirely possible she had no idea there was software pulling her off key. But...
Well, then we need to get Chuck Morgan to weigh in on this.
Well, that's what I don't understand. Wouldn't you, as the singer, either...
You have your earpiece. You can hear exactly what's going out.
But, I mean, they're intimating that she didn't know that they were doing auto-tune.
Or that she thought the auto-tune was working and it wasn't.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Also, it makes no sense that she would take the fall for an engineer in this situation. If she's a rising music star,
yeah,
you would definitely not be the one that would take the fall for something.
I mean,
I
don't know if Chuck Morgan knows or would divulge whether or not auto-tune was being employed. I don't have that kind of trained ear. I'm not an audio engineer. It did not sound like that her voice was being artificially moved up and down. It just sounded like that's what she was doing with her voice when she was doing that weird
right.
descending scale.
So you're telling me that there's a world out there in that performance, a performance like that, that if there was correct auto-tune, that would have sounded good?
I don't know.
Can auto-tune, I know that that's kind of the bit with a lot of people that can't sing, you use it just to make you sound better in the studio or live or whatever, but that bad, that weird, that you just click on a button and that would have sounded great?
I mean, I don't think that it's that magic that it can take a horrible singer and make them sound passable. You know, and we're so used to now that artists use auto-tune as a bit. Like they make it obvious and it's a style.
Right.
And so trying to use it to hide your discrepancies in pitch and tone, she was so far off that either she thought she had auto-tune and it was not working, or if it was set incorrectly, or it was not used at all, in my opinion. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it was used at all. Clearly, it wasn't used at all. That was just someone. But it went back. You know, that was my theory, is that what if she's faking the drunk thing? It was just a bad performance, and there is no excuse other than I'm really not that good of a singer.
Or what if it's both? What if it was auto-tune and she was drunk? Is that possible? Yeah,
probably.
Yeah. Well, if you're listening.
Well, okay, so.
If you're listening, Chuck, if you're not too busy before the
All-Star
game.
Well, he's not in charge of that, is he?
Well, but he would know because that's his auspice, is all the audio visual in the stadium.
Yeah, I guess so. But all that, like all of that, it sounds so ridiculous to do that from even like someone who's doing a bit. Like, it just sounds.
See, that's her doing that. That's not a computer bending her voice.
Right. I don't know, man. Whatever it is, it's crazy. Brandon Ayuk, moving on to sport.
Oh, do you want to give a quick Dallas Wings update?
Oh, crap. Okay, so, yes. Thank you, Ham. So, last segment. Dave mentioned that tomorrow night, Caitlin Clark is in town as the Indiana Fever play the Dallas Wings tomorrow night at UTA. They play all their games on the campus at that little arena that holds like 4,000 or 5,000 people. So we asked, I found the email that I get from the Dallas Wings that we respond all the time, Pam and I do, and got her number and sent her a text with DJ attached to it because we want DJ to go cover the game. Because he's a Hawkeye.
Yeah, he's Caitlin Clark's number one fan.
Yeah. Is that true?
I guess, yeah. I guess if you'll say it enough, then yes, it's true.
Think about how proud your parents would be.
I don't care.
Yes, they would.
I don't care.
They love Caitlin Clark, don't they?
They might love Caitlin Clark more than me, yes.
Okay, all right. You could call them and say, you're not going to believe where I am. I finally made it in this business. I'm covering Caitlin Clark.
They might actually finally be proud of you.
Yeah, for once.
I doubt
it. You could be respectable for once.
Yeah. So I sent this note to the PR director of the Wings. Hi, Pam. It's Corby Davidson from The Ticket in Dallas. I've copied our afternoon show producer, DJ Ringenberg. I should have been host.
For the week.
Wouldn't have made a difference.
I've copied our afternoon show producer, DJ Ringenberg, on here as well. Is it too late to get DJ a credential for the game tomorrow night? He's our resident Iowa Hawkeye, and we would love for him to report on the scene. Thank you for the assist.
Sports tie-in there at the end.
I know.
Nice job.
I know.
Sports.
Immediately, Pam responds. Hi, guys. I have zero media space left. I can offer a credential, but I'm maxed out on seats since we're less than 24 hours out.
Oh, you can stand. You just need to be in the building.
We got him in.
DJ, they play five-minute quarters.
They don't play five-minute quarters.
Because they have to have kids and stuff.
Yeah, they take breaks every 2 minutes to eat oranges.
It's hot outside.
So y'all want me to go and try to ask a question in post-game? Is that the goal here?
Yes. Well, I just want to know what the whole scene is.
You don't care what
no,
the scene
I do.
Is.
I honestly do care. I want to do a segment on this. I definitely care about Caitlin Clark coming to Dallas for the first time.
We definitely need you to set the scene.
Okay.
We definitely need to understand what the energy is at a WNBA game on the UTA campus.
Yep.
And we definitely need you to get a question in post-game to Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. Now, right now, I want you to go to that text thread that we have, and I need you to type in the following.
Pulling it up.
Thank you, Pam. I will accept the credential and will be happy to stand. Let's see if he goes through with it. He's typing feverishly, vigorously, one might say.
Then, see you tomorrow.
You got this.
Don't put that. What do I need to do next is what you know, end it. Thanks, right. Pam. I will accept the credential and will be happy to stand with an exclamation point. He did it. Now put what needs to be done next. And can I have your phone number?
He already has it.
Oh, that's right.
That's dumb. All right, well, I guess I'm going.
We'll have an overflow. She already responded. We'll have an overflow area in 109. You're set.
Yeah, you're so golden.
So
ask,
y'all gonna write...
ask her to send pics.
You got this.
Y'all are not helping. Y'all are not going to get this done. If y'all write me a question, I'll ask whatever y'all want me to ask.
No, I don't need that.
Let Dave write it.
I'm not gonna get DJ in trouble. DJ needs to contribute with his own spectacular question.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be shocking. It didn't have to be anything. Just be like, just Caitlin, did you have Mexican food before you played today? Because we have a lot of Mexican food here.
That does make sense. Okay.
Yeah. What is your favorite Mexican food in Iowa?
Ooh, that's not bad.
Yes, yes. And is it? You think it holds up to Texas Mexican food, or Tex-Mex, as they call it here?
What a stupid question to ask in a post-game.
Right, right. And then, can I have your number?
You need to get as
many numbers as you can tomorrow night. Matter of fact, go in the locker room after the game and just try to get numbers from everyone.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go. Bye.